You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Whether you're a gamer or not, the fact is that video games play a huge part in our culture today. And as such, they can sometimes be controversial. That's certainly true of the new Medal of Honor video game that comes out today. Medal of Honor is a first-person shooter. It's a war video game that takes place, you're not really sure what the exact place and time is, usually. But this new one, you absolutely are. You know that you're in present day in Afghanistan. And the reason you know that is because you can play either as an American or as the Taliban. And if you play as the Taliban, you can run around killing Americans. Thus, the controversy. Here's the voice of Karen Meredith. Her son was killed in Iraq, and she was speaking on Fox News.
Right now, we're going into a really, really bad time in Afghanistan. We've just come off of the worst month of casualties in the whole war. And this game is going to be released in October. Families who are burying their children are going to be seeing this and playing this game.
John, did you play with the soldiers when you were a kid?
I mean, she shouldn't have the game in her house if there are people actually fighting over there. I mean, it just seems like going back to the Civil War, kids have played with toy soldiers representing real enemies in real wartime.
I certainly am
you know, sad about her emotional stake in this, and she shouldn't be playing Medal of Honor.
This is the controversy. Should anyone be playing it? The game actually changed the name of the opposing faction from the Taliban to just Opposing Force, but that hasn't satisfied critics. Joining us now to discuss it is Ben Strauss, a writer for IndustryGamers.com. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning.
And John Perry joins us as well, a writer for SideQuesting.com and a former Air Force public relations specialist. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So, John, I realize you're kind of on a sketchy cell phone, but let me ask you. I mean, you served as an employee at the Air Force. You went to many funerals of servicemen and women, and now you're working in the gaming industry. I assume you're a gamer yourself. What was your reaction when you heard about this controversy over Medal of Honor?
My initial reaction was I took some time to think it over, and my big concern is, you know, gamers. Teenagers having this game in their house while their, you know, parents or family members are overseas serving. And, you know, it's a free country and people are allowed to do whatever they like, but I can see the outrage that some people have over this game coming out.
But as John, to my co-host's point, maybe if there's you have family members serving overseas, maybe you shouldn't buy the game.
Right, and that's the exact point. It's up to the parents to censor the things that come into their house. I'm just talking about the overall concept of the game being out there and people being upset about it.
Okay. Well, Ben, let me ask you. You heard John saying that for centuries, kids have been playing with lead army soldiers. They've been playing cops and robbers. They've been playing cowboys and Indians. What's the difference between that concept and the idea of a first-person shooter game?
Well, I mean, first-person shooter game, you get at least the look, I suppose, of any war or action. I mean, obviously a video game's not going to be able to really portray what's going on over there, but I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, I was out there playing, you know, cops and robbers and good guys and bad guys when I was younger, and I mean, just instead of saying pew pew, we're just handling a controller and we have professional voice actors faking death instead of ourselves. I mean, it's just a visual difference. I mean, not too much in my opinion.
But John Perry, let me ask you, I mean, I see my son playing all kinds of video games, and they're very immersive. I mean, the point of the games is to become as realistic as possible. That's a far cry from setting out soldiers on your lawn.
Right, and that's the point. I mean, you're talking about actually living the life of a potential soldier that's in a combat situation in a very similar situation at the exact same time. I think it's just hitting a little too close to home for some people right now.
You know, and we should not forget, I mean, Microsoft Flight Simulator had a scenario in it where you could actually fly into the World Trade Center over Manhattan, which they actually took out after 9/11, and there was some suspicion that the hijackers might have used that to practice.
Ben, I mean, what's your reaction to that, to the idea that there is a history of possibly dangerous implications from video games?
Well, I mean, if you want to bring up that kind of argument about how video games influence their consumers, I mean, Look at The Siege, 1998 movie, Bruce Willis, Denzel Washington. What was that movie about before 9/11? Bunch of terrorists going around blowing up New York, and everybody was scared, and they declared martial law. And what movie was the most rented movie after September 11th? That movie. I mean, does anyone really believe that that movie influenced terrorism? No, it's social factors influencing these kind of things. If people are truly influenced by the media that they watch, they're reading too much into it. I mean, books have been creating controversy, movies, even plays back in, you know, Shakespeare's day. I mean, to blame video games is just blaming the flavor of the month.
John, is there something positive to be taken from a kid trying to grapple with what's going on in Afghanistan and playing a game like this?
You know, I mean, there's always a chance something positive is going to come out of it. Like I said, I think it's just right now, given the children, teenagers and people, the opportunity to shoot at American forces as the current enemy is just in poor taste.
Okay, that is John Perry, writer for SideQuesting.com. He was a former Air Force public relations specialist. We also spoke with Ben Strauss, a writer for IndustryGamers.com. And if ever there was a subject where we invite listener response, this would be the one. If you haven't seen the trailers for the new video game Medal of Honor, it is a highly selling, very popular video game series. It was originally going to be called Taliban because you can play as a Taliban fighter. It's now called Opposing Force. And we want to get your views on it. What do you think? I mean, did you play cops and robbers? Did you play soldiers? Did you play with Civil War figurines when you were growing up? And is that different at all from playing a video game like this? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. And more importantly, would you play the game? Would you let your kids play the game?
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.